Talks. And for this episode, we have the editor of Blog Watch, Ms. Noemi Lardizabal Dado. Hi, Noemi.
Hi, Janet.
Noemi, last year, Blog Watch played a very important role in the elections. And now, Blog Watch is still continuing with its purpose. Maybe for the benefit of our viewers, can you tell us more about Blog Watch?
Okay, Blog Watch is a project that my friends, bloggers, started for voters' education because we were tapped then by PCIJ to, when we were going to write, at least we know what to write. So anyway, we concentrated on voters' ed, campaign finance, and interview with presidential candidates. And a lot of my blogger friends, or the bloggers who joined Blog Watch, are not political bloggers. They're mommy bloggers, travel bloggers, food bloggers. So it is a very nice mix of, you know, ordinary people's opinion that's not too, what you say, nosebleed experience. So anyway, our community, because the purpose there was to educate our community, and from there, they'll take it or they'll write about it or they'll just spread it to their family members. And while we were doing that, there was interest in pursuing it after the election. Mm-hmm. They said, oh, so why don't you just continue it after the election so that you can monitor the promises of whoever wins the presidential elections. And so, fast forward, elections came and some were disappointed, some were happy, but just the same, everybody wanted us to monitor the campaign promises of the president. So here we are, and not all of those who wrote in the Blog Watch during the elections are writing, because one way or the other they had businesses or they are working with politicians now. So it has died down a bit on certain issues. And they've carried it to social media, mostly social media or Facebook.
We're seeing now the discussion happening on the social media side.
Yes, there's more discussion in social media. And it is such a waste if I don't put those articles in one entry, because it is so fast, the thought comes so fast, so there's an interchange. One way I'm trying to do that is curating it. So I get all the, my topic, I get it, like, example, they talk of reproductive health. I curate all the tweets on reproductive health. And another way I do that is asking the Twitter user to write an entry based on the tweet. So although a tweet is 140 characters, maybe he can expand that to, let's say, 300 words. So I created another site called blogwatch.tv for these new writers, because they got so intimidated with our blogwatch.ph, which is a full feature article. And along the way, we learned to write political articles. So they feel so intimidated. So I said, why don't we just write here first? So those are ways I'm trying to encourage social media or bloggers to write.
In your opinion, there are so many issues happening in the country right now. Almost every week something is exploding somewhere. And not literally explosion, but I mean the explosion of issues. Why is it important for Filipinos to participate and to blog or to tweet? And to the point, how do you think does this impact the overall discussion that is happening? And do you really feel that it has an effect to traditional media? I mean, are we putting on pressure to them? Do you think there is an effect also to the political landscape by itself?
I look at especially social media. We are not just talking there or spreading news. It's actually finding action in what we are talking about. I'll just give you one example. It was Pilipinas Kay Ganda. Mm-hmm. That one, people think it's orchestrated. Just somebody will tweet, or let's say Carlos Aldran tweets, and then somebody tweets it again, and I pick it up, and then everybody, oh, it's very close to my heart, so they start talking about it. You never know what's going to happen to that discussion. We all know that we didn't like it. We didn't expect it to be totally scrapped. So things that you discuss, it's good, because you never know that an action might be taken on it. Your purpose was just to discuss. Of course, there's a recommendation in the end. We hope you could consider it. We hope you could study it more. And unfortunately, it was really scrapped. We didn't expect it to be scrapped. It was. So that's one thing. It really becomes viral.
You said earlier that the reason why Blog Watch has to continue, and I guess for a lot of the bloggers to also blog about political stuff, is to monitor the campaign promises of the president. How is he doing, by the way?
Oh, he was, before the election, he was really full of promises. And it really captured the hearts of a lot of young people, no? Transformational leadership, it's all about change, social conduct. And one of the bills that was very close in the heart of most bloggers is the Freedom of Information of FOI, the Reproductive Health Bill for the women. Because most of the candidates we interviewed were categorically no for RH bill. So he made his promises that it's going to be a part of his campaign. Unfortunately, just last week he said it will be under study. Still, you know, he will still consider it, but then it will be delayed and we don't know how long. And he really made that promise. What's there to discuss about RH bill? It's been 16 years. FOI, if there's something, or the Freedom of Information, if there's something wrong there, then that can easily be fixed naman eh. So I don't know why he is backing down his promises. And he should give us a very good explanation and a timeline. So that's the thing, we're monitoring it. We listed it down in the site. And I'm encouraging bloggers to give their opinions on it. So far there is naman. People are talking about it.
So I guess that's where we can use blogging and social media also effectively as a platform right now, in terms of really pressuring all the promises that our winning political candidates have made, no?
Yeah, because one thing I'm doing is curating again, curating all the reactions, because not people are writing, so I curate sample. Freedom of Reproductive Health Bill, I wrote all the feedbacks and curated it. I get only the reason, I don't like to get the below the belt or cuss words. And then I submit it to the new media head of president, so that can you read on this and see what you can do. And so far they have been responding naman in the newspaper, but it's still not to our satisfaction. Like, they have talked to women's group, but I don't remember him talking to the women's group. And there are other things that they are denying now, that it was never really a priority, but we have the videotapes of him saying it, that this is responsible parenthood is really the RH bill. You know, we have all this proof.
Okay. Using the experience with Blog Watch, how can we follow that model in terms of blogging for advocacy? I mean, for bloggers or for groups who are passionate about certain issues, how can they use blogs to pursue their advocacy? What do you suggest are the steps that they should take?
Oh, if you're a blogger, you start with your friends. And then you say, hey, do you want to...
Or even if you're not a blogger, but you want to use blogging as a path to push for your advocacy.
They can start with... I would make sure that they combine blogging with social media. So make sure they tap all of that. And you start with a group of friends because they can spread it more easily. And because not all can write talaga. So you really have to get a mix of those who can write, who can expand on what you're writing, and those who can spread the word in the social media. And if you are friends, you start with your friends because they're usually like-minded. You might think the same. And then maybe they will know someone who will also like to join. So actually when I started, I think we were just 5 or 10 like that. And then it will just catch on. Anything that's good, that will capture the hearts, I think, will easily be spread in the internet.
And how do you go about sustainability? Continuing the, how do you call that, momentum for that matter?
For this, because whoever starts it, advocacy, you have to be there all the time, because sometimes not all of your members will be following it through. So if you are the one who initiates it, you have to continue it on. That's what I think. So, or if not, you look for others who might still be interested, the younger ones, who are not into it yet.
Okay. Yeah. What are your plans for this year, Noemi? And I guess for Blog Watch also.
Oh, our plans is to get more writers, bloggers, younger ones, and I'm trying to get another, we call it coffee chat with the president, because we talked with him a year ago, so we want to engage with him again, talk longer in a candid manner. Things that we don't normally is not being picked up by traditional media.
Are you optimistic with the blogosphere this year and in the years to come?
Oh yes, we're growing. We are growing, and I just hope that the bloggers continue to write, because as much as we consume, we should also create content. So, you know, we should balance both. Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much, Noemi, and all the best to your plans to travel and, of course, for growing Blog Watch further. Okay. Thank you, and thank you, everyone.